Welcome back. Do you like that little intro?
That was good. I like that.
Yeah. Oh, good friend of the podcast. Oh, D.D. Dustin sent that one in. So, thank you, Dustin.
Yes, thank you, Dustin. Even though you don't play Call of Duty with us tonight because it's your birthday.
Yeah, it is your birthday. So, happy birthday,
happy
Dustin.
Birthday,
happy birthday, Daryl.
Yeah, Dylan. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? I mean, hey. Start this off, people may notice something's a little different. Little sad day. The pod is a day later than we wanted it to be. Every pod's going to come out weekly on Mondays. This is a Tuesday. We get it. But guess what? No longer two guys, one mic. We are officially two guys, two mics, and we're rocking with it now. I'm not close to you. It's a little sad day. I can put my feet up this pod, and I'm loving it. Loving it.
Yeah, it's comfortable.
Yeah, it is. We're distant now.
Social distancing.
Yeah, we were breaking every rule doing this podcast. We're not even still 6 feet apart. We're farther apart, though.
Yeah, further.
Yeah, it's nice.
A little.
Yeah. We both took a drink at the same time. That was really weird.
So, tonight we're going to do a little differently. We're going to go through a few different topics and talk about those topics. We got questions in those topics. We're going to be a little bit more organized tonight. We're going to try that out. A few of our listeners didn't necessarily like all the rambling.
Which, hey, that's fine. I'm fine with that.
That's understandable.
Yep.
I mean, we're all over the place.
We really are. So, topics, yeah, we're just different topics, deep questions, just get you guys to know a little bit more about us, still in the intro. Yeah, so we're still in the early phases of this podcast, so we figured we'd look up some questions about different topics, ask each other, so you guys can just see what we think about certain things, and just go from there, give you guys questions to think about, too. But that's basically where we're going this podcast. Do you want to, before we get into all that, do you want to give us the daily joke?
Oh,
or the episodic joke? I don't know what to say. Yeah, go.
Yeah. No, this jerk, I heard a few weeks ago, saw it on TikTok. Shout out to TikTok.
Oh, so is that your free shout out?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll get to that later.
That was just a joke.
Okay, got it.
I was just TikTok.
You're just TikToking.
Joke of the day. Amal and Juan are identical twins. Their mom only carries one baby photo in her wallet. Because if you've seen Juan, you've seen Amal.
I laugh every time I hear that joke. It's a good one.
It never gets old.
I love jokes like that. So from your joke, straight into the fact of the episode.
Listen up. Okay.
December 15th. 1791. Do you know what happened?
What happened?
The first 10 amendments to the United States Constitution, the Bill of Rights, for those of you like, hey, that's the Bill of Rights. I was getting there. Was introduced by James Madison, which limits the power of the U.S. federal government, was ratified by three-fourths of the states. So, hey, big day in U.S. history. In 1791 on this day. Big day.
I got a question.
Got it.
How many states were there in 1791?
Well, you know, we said we were going to be more organized. And
That's just a question I had off the top of my head. I want to know the answer to that. Let's look it up real quick.
Yeah, sorry guys. We said we were going to be more organized. That's on me. Because I wasn't organized. I forgot about the facts. And I knew it was my turn. And I dropped the ball.
14. 14 states.
That's not that many.
No.
3/4? What's 3/4 of 14?
Shoot, that's a good question.
See? Now you're unprepared. How's it feel?
Technically, it's 10.5.
Yeah, you just looked that up, didn't you? You pull out that calculator?
No, I definitely did.
So they had to get, what, 10 states, 11 states?
So not only, what year was it,
1791.
Okay, no, that's what this is.
Okay.
not only was it ratified, but Virginia was the 10th of the 14 states.
Ooh. Thanks, Virginia. You know.
Yeah.
Bill of Rights. Which, it says it was introduced by James Madison, which I think that's true. I mean, I don't know why it wouldn't be. It just told me that. But if any of you people out there that listen to the podcast have seen Hamilton, great little musical, by the way.
Good one.
Great one. I'm pretty sure he had a lot to do with that, too, before you know that dude Aaron Burr popped him because he was salty. You know, Aaron Burr. And there's Lola into the pod. Couldn't be a podcast without Lola. So, we got our questions. Nope, sorry. We got our questions to come. We've did our joke. We did our fact. We want to thank everyone for listening because we've had actually a lot more listeners than I thought we would have.
A lot.
We are still on Instagram and Facebook at @TheVault_pod for everyone that's new tuning in for the first time. Please follow, like us on there. You know, we got a few haters.
Yeah.
Just a few. We see you. We see you out there hating on us. But guess what? We don't care.
No.
We're going to keep on trucking. Yep. So to you haters, I acknowledge you. I see you. Keep on hating. It's what makes us us. We love the haters.
Love it.
All right. Shout outs. Who's your free shout out for the episode?
I'm going to skip to you on that while I think of one.
All right. I'm going to shout out my boy. I'm going to shout out my boy. He just had his first anniversary last week. My good friend, Alex Brown. He listens to this podcast. So, happy anniversary. Officially on the podcast. And you know what? He may or may not have asked for a shout out at some point in later episodes. I said, guess what? It's coming to you next one. So, who's yours?
I know we shouted him out. Last episode, but my boy in there at Next Generation Cut,
ooh,
Nick Juliet.
Yep.
He gave me a fresh cut on Saturday. And
yeah, your hair actually looks good for once.
Thank you. It's been a while.
Yeah. Nick did good. He never told me he loved me back, so I don't think I'm going to shout him out anymore, but hey, I still love you, Nick.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get into these topics.
Yes, please.
A few different topics. We're going to talk about traveling, about food, maybe some personal questions.
Oh, I love personal questions.
All right. Wait. Travel.
How personal is personal?
Not that personal.
Okay. Just wondering if we were going to expose ourselves for everyone on the listening. No. All right. Travel. Go.
Travel. All right. What is the best hidden gem around here? Here describing Washington County and surrounding counties.
That's tough. That really is. Because, I mean, I don't really do much around here.
Yeah, I usually go up to the city. I mean, if I ever go do
like,
anything.
If you need to do any a hidden gym. I mean.
What's one thing you would do or tell somebody to do if they were traveling to Potosi?
If it's summertime, for sure you got to go Elephant Rocks.
Elephant Rocks
is great for the family. Johnson Shut-In's nice. That's down there right next to each other.
Yeah. A few miles apart.
Yeah. But I would say summertime or any time really, unless it's like really bad winter weather or rainy, Elephant Rocks is good.
It's always a great view. Always.
Yeah. And nothing's better than, you know, I don't have kids. I have nieces and nephews. Just taking them out there. Just let them climb rocks. Let them be kids. Heck, I like climbing rocks. I mean, it's still fun to this day.
Yeah, they have a thing called the Fat Man Squeeze out there. I used to be able to go through it. I don't know if I can fit there anymore. I'm getting a few pounds.
So you're saying it should be called the Skinny Man Squeeze? So, because only Skinny Man can squeeze through it is what you're saying. Gotcha.
I think they should change the name on it.
Anything else about this area?
This area? Well, a lot of good fishing around here.
There is. You're right.
You know, there's Council Bluff Lake, which is public. And then we got Sunnen Lake, which is private, but you can pay to fish it. You can fish land and boat on both those lakes. Let's go streams. Big River's a slept on stream.
Yeah. For fishing, yeah.
Great quality fishing. Mineral Fork, best smallmouth fishing that there is around here.
Okay.
Best smallmouth. You ever been there?
No, I've never been to Mineral Fork, actually.
Really?
Really.
It's just right
lived here. I know. Lived here all my life. Never been.
I guess we'll have to go this summer.
Yeah. Speaking of streams now, it's got me thinking. Summertime, who's all bass, float trips, fun. Fun.
Never been on one of the I've never been on the who's all.
Mm-hmm.
But I have been on one float trip. It was on Black River. It is the clearest river.
Oh, yeah. Float trips are fun.
Yes.
They're fun. Get a little wild, but they're fun.
They can get wild.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know why they would get wild, because I don't do anything that I shouldn't do. Going back, we don't do stuff like that. I've seen float trips float by us and get wild, is what I'm saying. All right, what else we got? Sorry for coughing super loudly in the mic. I may or may not have Rona. Just kidding, I really don't have it. That was a sensitive subject. Yeah, I didn't have it. It had me. I was asymptomatic. It had me.
I had it.
Yeah, Ethan had it. And it's not because of the Rona. We'll just let you figure that one out yourself.
I'm going to go a few different places with this next question.
Gotcha.
What's the coolest road trip you've ever been on?
All right, so this one's actually really fun. Me and my dad, 2 years ago, 2018, went to Chicago, drove to Chicago, went and watched a Cubs-Cardinals game. We was in Chicago for 2 days, 3 days maybe. Then we was going to Cincinnati to watch the Cardinals-Reds. And on our way, we stopped in Fort Wayne, because the Fort Wayne Tin Caps, which is the minor league of the San Diego Padres, our boy Dylan was down there. He didn't pitch that night, but we went down there, saw him, saw a very nice stadium in Fort Wayne for single-A ball. It was beautiful. And then we went to Cincinnati, watched the Cardinals-Reds, and then came back. That was probably my favorite road trip. That was a fun road trip. It was like 6 days, five different baseball teams, 3 baseball games. Fun, just absolutely fun. Chicago, gonna say this. City's eh. People are like, oh, Chicago, eh. I wasn't personally a fan. Like, it's cool, big city. There's cool stuff to see there. There's cool stuff to do. But, like, I wouldn't want to live there. I would be like, eh.
Dangerous place.
Illinois in general, for any of you Illinois listeners out there, because I know we have a few. I have a few friends in Illinois. Eh. The whole state. Don't like it. Could care less if I have to go back. Just . All right. What's your favorite road trip?
My favorite road trip. There's a few of them that are up there. My favorite road trip would have to be the last vacation I was on. It was my honeymoon.
Oh, yeah. Good answer. Where'd you go? I know where you went, but for the listeners, where'd you go?
So, to start it off, we stopped in Nashville. Mm.
Nash, Vegas.
Great place.
I love Nashville.
Fun place. We stopped there and we stopped in a few bars and listened to a lot of live music. There's a lot of raw talent there.
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing. Walking through the streets and hearing everybody play.
Oh, yeah.
It's a different life down there. We stayed out that night and bar hopped. Didn't drink, but we bar hopped.
Yeah.
From bar to bar.
Just scenery.
Stayed in a musical hotel that night. It was pretty cool. It was music themed.
Yeah, I figured that's what you meant.
I didn't know.
I love Nashville. It's a great city. Like, I wouldn't mind moving to Nashville and just living the rest of my life there. The city is up and coming. I'm sure there was a ton of cranes there.
Yes.
Every time I've been to Nashville in like the past 2 years, ton of cranes. But like, they're building everything. And it's a nice city. It really is. It's not like there's just crap everywhere. It's not too big, not too small. I mean, it's big, but it's not like...
It's not huge.
It's not L.A., New York. Right. It's a good size big.
We went from Nashville to Gatlinburg, Tennessee. And that Gatlinburg was all right. I like Pigeon Forge a lot more than I do Gatlinburg.
Yeah, I mean, let's be real. They're basically the same thing. Kind of.
Kind of.
Gatlinburg, they're not that far apart.
No. Gatlinburg is more like Branson.
Yeah.
You've been
yeah.
to Branson, you've been to Gatlinburg.
Gatlinburg. Hey, if you're from Gatlinburg, or you like Gatlinburg more, I apologize. Gatlinburg is a great value Branson. I said it. I don't feel bad. Great value, Branson.
The only thing that would make Gatlinburg better than Branson is the mountains.
I agree, but...
That surround Gatlinburg.
Yeah, but I mean, hey, Table Rock. Just going to throw that one out there.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, I gotcha. Mm. All right, so continue your honeymoon because we're getting off track again. We said we was going to be better, but hey, that's what happens.
It's still on topic.
It's on topic, you're right. We're just talking up. Maybe people think that Branson's better than Gatlinburg. And guess what? I agree with you.
Yes.
All right. You had to think about that for a little bit.
Yeah. So we went to Gatlinburg. We spent 3 days there in a cabin up in the mountains. It was pretty cool waking up, not knowing if there was going to be a bear on your porch or not.
That'd be cool. Hey, there may be a bear cuddling with you in bed. And... that's not a shot at you, Liz, if you're listening. I'm just saying it could be Liz, you, bear. You're the middle spoon again.
Yeah. You just feel like at home.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
We spent a few days in Gatlinburg. A few days in Pigeon Forge.
Pigeon Forge. Love that place.
Then we came back through Nashville, and we had their famous chicken. Hattie B's.
Oh, Hattie B's. That's a good place.
I've never had a hotter chicken than at Hattie B's.
Well, you should have got the... I mean, you probably went really hot, and you didn't listen to what I said.
So, there's like, what, three different flavors?
There's like four. Original. Yeah, there's like three that you can get from up there. Right. Some like three or four.
Original, but I got the next one up. The hotter, the whatever.
Yeah.
And it's spicy. It burned my mouth off.
Hey, you'll have that.
It's my first time ever having Yingling. You've never had Yingling. It's coming to this side of the Mississippi in 2021.
Yes. And like me some Yingling. It's the oldest American brewery, for those that don't know. Sorry, had a yawn.
Another random fact.
Yeah, Yingling is very well. Very, very well. So, what'd you think of Hattie B's? Like, chicken, not like the chicken part of it, not the spicy, the chicken. I think the chicken's great.
So, their location. They're in a good spot. I didn't know what to expect. I thought it was, thinking Hattie B's, I'm thinking like old, you know, like grandma's chicken.
Yeah.
You know, like it's going to be a family restaurant. No, it's actually not like that. You order at a window, and they take your order, and you... take a number, and then you go sit down at a table. They have a patio around back, or you can go sit inside. But because of COVID, you couldn't sit inside in Nashville anywhere. So we got to sit outside, and luckily it was nice that day. And they just bring your food to you and your drinks. The chicken quality is probably the best chicken I've ever had. Liz will argue with me on that. She doesn't think so.
I've come to know that Liz is a hater of a lot of foods that we like.
A lot.
Like Cane's. She's like, eh. She says Cane's sauce. Eh.
She doesn't even like Cane's sauce.
Yeah. Okay.
What?
So, for all of you that's listening, roast her. If you have Liz's number, roast her. Please. You have her on Snapchat, roast her. Tag her. We'll do it. We'll start it. We'll start a chain for everyone.
Hashtag Liz the hater.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. What's next?
What's next?
Before we get off topic again.
A few more questions here on the travel.
Let's go.
What's the next trip that you have planned?
I don't have a trip planned.
Me either.
Because COVID, you know, hunting and killing aliens is it's a tricky business.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much I just go wherever they call me. I want to take a trip next summer, though. I wouldn't mind going back to Nashville. Get some friends together. Just take a friend trip to Nashville.
That'd be fun.
We'll probably have to do that. You know, hey, definitely. Maybe even give a little. Maybe our podcast will be big by then, or big enough to where I can be like, hey, Will, Taylor, Buzzing with the Boys, can we get you on? Like, we don't want to come on yours because no one will care. But can, like, one of you come on ours? We'll come to you, set everything up. Hell, I'll even pay them. I'll give them a few hundos to come on. That'd be huge. Yeah. So if you're listening to this, I know you're not, but hey, we're coming for you.
Busting with the Boys, you hear that?
Yeah, we're not trying. Okay, you're making it sound different than I am. Like, hey, we're coming for you, like, for you to be on our show. You're making it sound like, hey, we're coming for you to be better than you and take everything you have. No, I don't want that. That's a bigger fight than we can handle.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Way bigger. All right, I went blank.
You're literally looking at the questions and you can't read. I can't even see them right now. I'm letting you take all control of this and you're letting me down.
If you could fly anywhere for free, where would you go?
See, that's tough.
Very tough.
That's tough.
I know where I go.
All right, let me think about this for a second. You go.
And a snap. Do we take somebody with us?
You didn't ask me that close. No, you and one other person. Or if you want to go by yourself, you go by yourself.
No, I take Liz with me.
Oh,
I was. We were talking about going there for a honeymoon. Where was it?
In a snap, but I can't remember where I want to go.
I do. Where Conor McGregor lives.
Oh, Ireland.
Ireland. Yes.
I'd love to go to Ireland, you know?
It's not very big.
No.
Ireland's very small. You could drive from one coast to the other coast in one day.
I'm a wee bit Irish. I got some Irish descent in me, yeah.
I probably have some Irish in me.
Yeah, probably.
As far as, you know, leprechaun going.
And you're short and stubby.
Well, when I'm sitting here like that,
I'm just kidding. See, I'm a big history guy. I feel like, yeah, I was going to say Rome, Italy, Greece, all through there. That would be fun for me. Rome, I love the ancient Roman times. Love that. You know, but it depends, though. Because if I'm bringing someone, then it may change the whole dynamic. Because, like, I don't want to go, like, somewhere where we could do stuff together. Depends on who I'm bringing, too. If I had a lady, shout out to any lady that would want to come.
Or be with him. He's looking.
You know, maybe like a beach. Like Bora Bora. That'd be cool. Have you ever seen the water there? Clear. Like
Clear.
One of those, like, huts on the water that you can see. Villages? Yeah, that's sick.
Yes. I'd like to stand out there and just fish off of one.
Get pulled in by a shark. I don't care.
Who knows?
Just walk through your little hut and then they'll just see the ocean, like, standing on top. That'd be cool.
They have a little hole in the floor and you could just fish the floor.
Yeah, I mean, just cut out the hole and be like, hey, I'm fishing here. Have you seen those, like, speaking of this, have you seen those, like, underwater, like, hotel rooms? Like, your whole room?
Yes.
I would want to do that, but a part of me is like, what happens if this breaks in the middle of the night? I'm absolutely screwed.
So if it breaks, it most likely will just shatter. You wait till it fills up and you just swim up. It's so simple.
Yeah, but what if it breaks on the side and then it doesn't shatter on top? So I got to swim out the hole?
Yes.
Yeah, but what if I can't find the hole? What if I'm like...
Hold your breath.
What if I can't see because I'm tired? I'm like, just feeling the hole, then I drowned.
Then you're dead.
Yeah, I know. That's the problem. I don't want that.
Yeah, that one's out of the question.
All right.
Liz wouldn't like that anyway. She hates water.
See, I'm not afraid of water. I like water. So she doesn't shower?
Oh, she showers.
But so she likes water. Thankfully, he says.
No, she just doesn't like to wear...
Like deep water?
Like deeper than her knee.
Gotcha.
She won't go in.
Gotcha.
She will go in it, but not often.
Gotcha. So like the ocean, she's like out.
Yeah, she's out for that.
She'll like... sit there in a chair, and then she'll be like, I'm getting hot, so she'll touch her toes in, then get out.
Exactly like that.
Yeah, yes. I know a lot of people like that.
What's your favorite thing to do here on the weekends?
Here? Hey, it's the boys. I like hanging out with the boys, you know, going to a couple bars, you know, maybe. Just to chat. We don't drink. We just chat, because we don't like going to each other's houses and chat, maybe playing a little Call of Duty. But we actually have some good bars around here.
There is a few good bars, yeah.
There's better bars out in the world, but for our area, the bars aren't really that bad. I'll take them. You know why? Because sometimes you can get some cheap beer. And nothing's better than cheap beer.
Especially when it's stuff you like.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm going to name off a few of those. Old Mine House.
Solid.
That's a pretty good one.
Solid.
Backwoods.
Backwoods is good.
That's good.
Uh-huh.
That's the only two I've been to. If we're going to be honest. Well,
we can go Hubs.
Oh, yeah. Hubs.
Hubs is in bed. Potosi, yeah. Bon Terre.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, the Bon Terre one. Yeah, that's the original. Cool. But you know what? For me, it's a lot closer for me to go to Potosi.
Yeah.
I can see the same people and have the same beer for the same price without driving as far. So I'm just going to go to Potosi. That's what I'm saying.
That, and then there's those few in Farmington.
Styx is fun.
Styx. There's, what's the other one?
I don't know. I've only been to Styx in Farmington.
There's another one in Farmington I can't think of.
I don't really go to bars out there. Old Mine House is probably as far as I go.
Yeah, I only go to three. It's Old Mine House.
Backwoods and Hubs.
Four. Both Hubs.
But Hubs is one. We'll just merge them. Yeah, the same name. That's true. I don't really go to Bon Terre that much.
I've only been there a few times. Now that we're talking about that. I don't think their food is as good as Potosi's.
It's like the same food, but it's just cooked different. I don't know why. But it's like that if you go to like any chain restaurant. I can go like to a Texas Roadhouse and go there at two different locations, and one will be better than the other when it's the same food.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know why. All right, moving on.
Moving on. New topic.
Oh, new topic.
I don't think we're getting off topic.
Yes, sir.
We're going to talk about some food. We kind of touched on food into that last topic.
Yep, all right.
If you could only eat one thing for the rest of your life, what would it be? Now, before you answer this,
gotcha.
I'm going to set some, limits here.
Gotcha.
So, food. So, are we going to talk about, like, so if you pick chicken, can you cook chicken?
That's what I was wondering.
Any way you want it?
That's what I was wondering.
Or, like, burger, like hamburger, can you make tacos out of it?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. I feel like it's got to be, like, specific, like, if it's hamburger, like, that's it's a hand hamburger. Or, like, if you say tacos, like tacos, steak. Chicken is kind of broad, though, because I feel like chicken, we either go bake. If it's chicken, baked, grilled. Just a second. Let me think, because this is really tricky. I was going to say chicken will do, like, bake and grilled instead of fried. But you know what? Screw it. Burgers, you can make anything out of. Like hamburger meat can go with tacos. Chicken is chicken. Steak, obviously. Different. I still think I'm going chicken regardless of what you can do to it.
Yeah. Chicken's a no-brainer. And I mean, it's also the healthiest for you.
Can you have like unlimited condiments? Because like I can do barbecue sauce one day and then do buffalo the next.
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right.
We make the rules up.
This is our podcast. Gosh.
And if you don't like it,
don't listen. Oh, listen. I'm sorry. Definitely listen. Rate that one star. Give us feedback. You know what? Quit texting us feedback. If you do Apple, give us the feedback on there so I can laugh and like it. Because there's just people who are rating without writing a review. I want a review written so I can see it and everyone can see it. So everyone can see the haters we have. And you can text this too as well, but I mean, I want everyone to see. All right, next question.
Next question. So we decided chicken on that.
Right? Yeah, definitely chicken.
Definitely chicken. Okay. What's the weirdest thing you've ever eaten?
Damn. Weirdest thing. I don't know. I don't feel like I eat weird foods because every food I eat, someone else has eaten. It's not like I'm going out and eating tree bark. I don't know.
Do you like the taste of wood?
I don't know what you mean by that. I'm trying to like process. Like, do you eat tree bark?
No.
Well, so you're saying if like I smoke something in a smoker, like the woody taste that comes out of that? Yeah, yeah. I like mesquite wood. I like that thick smoke. I like the wood. It depends on what it's on, though. Like what I'm smoking. Yeah. What's the weirdest thing you've ever eaten? Would you go say wood?
No. flashback. Wait, you never ate anything weird in like second, third grade.
I mean, I probably ate glue at some point.
I think I ate glue.
I'm sure I swallowed a rock, like a little pebble from the playground.
I'm sure I did this. Ate dirt. Have you ever ate dirt?
Oh, yeah, I ate dirt.
Okay, you've had to eat dirt.
I mean, we played baseball. I slid in and ate dirt a whole bunch of times.
I was thinking more about when you got that concussion. when that kid ran over you at third base.
whoa, he didn't run over me at third base. It was in between second and third base. And I was pitching. I picked the boy off. He just was mad that I had that sick pickoff move. And I'm not a pitcher. I got his ass. Yeah, he was mad.
He ran me over.
He ran me over. That was fun. I still pitched after that. Got the last out of the game. Because, you know, I could. Hey, it helped me out. Because I had tunnel vision. All I could see was home plate. So I said, I can only throw right here. All right.
What's your go-to comfort
food? All right. This one, this is like a country boy thing. Because like every like southern, this is like southern comfort. Chicken fried steak, little mashed potatoes, white gravy, some green beans, some corn, and a nice little biscuit.
Okay.
That's comfort food right there.
Okay.
That's comfort.
That sounds really good. That
sounds really good. I'm really hungry after saying that.
I mean, we just had McDonald's, but that ain't nothing.
Because we had a poor experience at a place that will not be named.
Very poor.
Oh, gosh.
We walked out.
Yeah, we walked out. We was in there for like 10 minutes. We was the only people in there. Was in there for 10 minutes. The dude saw us walk in and never got waited on. You called.
I called.
And they didn't even answer the phone. So we walked out, and we rang the bells as we was walking out, like to say, hey, we were here. And then the lady opened the back door and stared at us like it was our fault we didn't get waited on. So we resulted in McDonald's. And then we let it get cold.
Yeah, because we were outside in the cold.
Yeah, which why we didn't eat first, don't know why. I blame you. I have frostbitten hands. Still can't feel my feet. My big toe's shattered and gone because I can't feel it. But here we are doing a podcast now. Our life's crazy.
It's pretty wild.
All right.
Carport. It was cold. It was real cold.
And now I know why people say we get off track.
That wasn't too far off track, though.
It got a little far off track.
To put in a carport.
Yeah, I mean.
A very short period of time.
But we, I mean. All right, what's your comfort food?
Comfort food. It's definitely going to have to be Liz's mom's pork chops.
Ooh. Shout out.
Fried pork chops.
That's a shout out.
That is a shout out.
Hey, when it comes to food, all the free shouts.
Yeah. Fried pork chops with a little bit of all season on them. Ooh, that's good.
I do like me some fried pork chops.
That with some mashed potatoes and gravy and some corn.
Kind of gravy? White gravy, brown gravy?
Brown gravy.
Oh, see? I mean, yeah, I guess. Do you put the gravy on the fried pork chops?
No.
See?
Add macaroni to that, too, because we always add macaroni. I take my pork chop and I dip it into my mashed potatoes.
Oh.
Well, first, I pre-mix my macaroni with my mashed potatoes.
Whoa.
Have you ever done that?
No.
It's like cheesy mashed potatoes.
No.
With gravy on.
Okay, do you like cottage cheese?
No.
I don't see. I learned this from my cousin. I like cottage cheese, but he did this, and it was cottage cheese with mashed potatoes together, and I think it's great. I like cottage cheese by itself. I know it's weird. That may probably be the weirdest thing I eat, because I know a lot of people that don't like it. I actually really like it.
I'm one of those. I don't like
it. But see, I don't like it. Oh, see, I like it. But see, I can't talk about people not liking things, because I like dislike... strongly dislike one of the most commonly liked condiments in the world, probably.
Yeah.
I hate ranch, for anyone that's listening. I absolutely hate it. I cannot eat it. It's so gross.
It is not gross.
It's gross. Anyway.
It's one of the best condiments.
Wrong.
Underneath cane sauce. It's cane sauce, ketchup, barbecue, mustard, then ranch.
Oh, you put ketchup before barbecue?
I mean, they're all on the same line.
It's, I mean, cane sauce is like in a world of its own. It's so good.
Yeah, they're not even, that's like MLB, and they're all playing in A.
They're still in high school. But yep. Buffalo, barbecue, Miracle Whip / mayonnaise. I could take either or. Mustard, ketchup. Ranch, not even on the list. It doesn't even deserve a spot.
Not even in the house.
Not even in the house.
I feel like when you get a house, that's not even going to be in your refrigerator.
I mean, both my apartments I lived in, it was never there. Take that back. It was there once because my family came and visited me, and we ordered pizza, and they had to make a special trip to Walmart because I didn't have ranch. So I said, guess what? It was on the bottom shelf, too. I didn't even want to see it when I opened the fridge. Oh, I threw it out. As soon as they left, I said, take it with you. They said, no, it won't be good when we get home. I said, I'm throwing it out then. Guess what? They left, threw it out. I didn't want to see that. That was just, ugh. All right, next question.
What's something that's easy to bring in for lunch that's not a sandwich?
A hot dog. I want to stir up all the people that say a hot dog's a sandwich crowd. I want to stir those people up. Something that's easy to bring. Oh, ramen noodles. For sure. That's easy.
Okay. Say you work in construction and you don't have a microwave.
Rice Krispie treat. Two of them. Hey, don't knock a Rice Krispie treat.
They're bangers.
Sure. Have you had the ones with the mini M&Ms in it?
Oh,
so good. See, that's not a sandwich. I mean, if you meal prep, I mean, just chicken, rice. That stuff's not that hard.
That's not a sandwich?
Yeah.
Most of the time, I don't even bring sandwiches to work.
You just bring the bag of deli meat?
I just bring the bag of deli meat, and I just
eat it like that. I mean, yeah. Okay, what's something that's not a... Let's go sandwich route still. But, like, what's an uncommon sandwich that you really like? So, not, like, deli meat sandwich. Mine, peanut butter and banana.
Fried bologna.
That's deli meat, though. Saying, like, not a meat. Oh, like, peanut butter banana sandwich?
I've never had that.
Oh, my God, it's heaven. And if you do a fried peanut butter banana, the boy, the king, Elvis Presley, liked it like that. That's better. But a peanut butter banana sandwich is heaven. Do you like peanut butter?
Yeah.
Do you like bananas?
Yes.
Do you like bread?
Yeah.
There you go. You got a new sandwich.
Mine's going to have to be blackberry jam.
Okay.
Crunchy peanut butter.
Oh, I don't like crunchy peanut butter.
All right, we can just turn this thing off right now. Just quit
talking. Yeah, we're just, kick me out. So
why?
Why?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a texture thing. I don't like the crunchy texture of the peanut butter.
Okay.
It's not a taste thing. I just don't like the crunchy. It's like blackberry jam, you said.
Yeah.
Crunchy.
Blackberry jam, crunchy.
Peanut butter. And then on bread.
Yep.
All right. Got it. Not hard.
It's pretty good. Everybody out there, you should give that a try.
And if you haven't had a peanut butter banana, you should try it. And if you say you don't like it, try it again.
I'm going to try that sooner or later.
Yeah. All right. Next question.
Oh, homeboy's going to make me one here.
Yeah, I'm homeboy.
What's your favorite restaurant that other people don't tend to know about?
Okay, so people down here probably never heard of it. There's three of them in St. Louis. If you live in St. Louis, you know what I'm talking about, I'm sure. Three Kings. It's Three Kings Pub.
Is that the burger place?
No.
No?
They have a buffalo chicken sandwich there that is heavenly.
Oh, I remember.
They also have spicy chicken toasted ravioli. Heavenly. So good. Or if you want to go a little bit further south, not south of St. Louis, go to Festus in Main and Mill. The brewery down there, they have their eat. You can eat there too.
Yeah.
So good. They have a maple bacon burger with syrup on it. Oh,
ooh.
Dude, I'm telling you, this syrup is so good. You can dip your fries in it. It's so good. We're going to have to make a trip. But those two places, Three Kings and Main & Mill, which I'm sure a lot of people have heard of Main & Mill. I don't know how many people have heard of Three Kings because there's different locations and it's really not that big. But if you're in St. Louis, I'm sure you've heard of it. What's yours?
I worked up in the city and But I never lived up there like you did.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know my way around St. Louis like you do. But,
gotcha.
So I'm going to have to go with a down-home favorite. It's definitely going to be Backwoods.
Backwoods is good.
They have the best burgers.
I wouldn't say the best I've ever had.
The best I've ever had.
They have some really good burgers. I will not discredit them.
They're great. Fantastic.
Not the best, but really good. They got good mozzarella sticks too, which I'm sure they just buy in a package and throw them in the fryer. But hey, whatever they're doing there, they may be putting cocaine. They're not putting cocaine in it, I promise you. But they're addicting. They're good. I get them every time I go.
What you were trying to say there.
Yeah.
You were trying to say they were addicting.
Yeah.
You're trying to find something addictive.
Yeah. They really don't put cocaine in there. I promise you that. They're good though.
No. That's who I'm gonna shout out.
Backwoods?
Backwoods.
You already used your shout out though.
Did I?
Yeah. You shouted out Nick.
Oh yeah. Second.
See, the problem was me shouting out too many people. You're doing it too much this time, man. But guess what? It's our podcast. I don't care. Do whatever you want. Hey, who cares? Next question. Let's go. Keep it rolling.
Hang on. I want to talk about Backwoods a little bit more. It's just a great family restaurant, really. They always have live music.
Yeah, they do. They do.
It's always good music.
Yeah.
Even if it's, you know, they're playing 50s, 60s, 70s music, it's good music.
It really is. I can't deny that.
And it's always a good time to go down there.
It is. We need to get the boys down there again.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. All of us.
Yeah. Shout out to the boys because we know you're listening.
Yeah.
We need a Backwoods. I just got to say, Backwoods? Question mark. We're all down.
Yeah, just give me a time.
Yeah. Well, I can't give you the time. I'm going to give you the time like 30 minutes before we all show up because then you'll actually be there on time. Always a few. I wouldn't say a few. I could literally, you could text me and say, hey, I'm going to be there at 7. So I get there at like 6:58 and you call me and you say, hey, it's going to be 7:30. 2 minutes before we're supposed to meet, you're like, hey, I'm going to be 30 minutes late. It's a problem every time we get together.
See, I've never had that problem until 3 years ago.
Well, yeah, I mean,
she's a late person. I've never been a late person, and here lately, I've found myself getting later and later.
Yeah.
And later.
Oh, I know. It's getting bad. Very bad.
Hopefully, it's not as bad as what she is.
I mean, y'all are about the same.
Now.
Yeah. You need to right the ship, man. Get back on track. You can do it. I believe in you.
I believe in myself.
That's all you need. Confidence.
Motivation, positivity.
I'll slap you in the face if you don't get back on track. We'll use some force.
All right.
I'll backhand you too.
That's enough on the food topic tonight.
Yep.
I'm done hungry.
You're done hungry?
Yeah, I'm done hungry. I'm done being hungry. I don't know.
Yeah, I know. All right. Any other topics?
Just one more, you know, a few personal, you know, I say personal, but not too personal.
Hey.
Questions about yourself. How do you feel about something?
I'm an open book. I'll share anything. Well, mostly anything. Depends on what you want to share with the crowd. What you gonna ask me?
I mean, we can talk all night on this stuff that I got wrote down.
Hey, if people want to listen, they'll listen. Let's talk. Or should we? Yeah, let's talk. And if we don't get to them all,
we'll just get a few questions in here, and then
we can always come back to a deep podcast. We'll go deep one night. We'll probably make people cry.
Maybe.
We'll definitely make you cry. I'll definitely make you cry.
Maybe.
Because you're a big old baby. I can make you cry right now.
Yeah, please don't.
No, I'll make sure we go live for the episode I make you cry.
Yeah.
So everyone can see it and make fun of you too. Go.
How do you want to make others feel?
Oh, well, depends. See,
is that depending on like who you are?
No,
like,
no, no.
Not who you are, but who the person you're talking to is?
Yes, because it depends on like originally I should be like, oh, I want to make everyone like respect, feel respected and all this.
Right, but that's not real.
No, that's fake. That's real up until you do something to me or you treat me a certain way. I will respect you. Like I can meet you off the street. No matter who you are, and we'll respect you until you do something to me or someone I care about or one of my friends. Well, usually if you're my friend, I care about you. For me to call you my friend, I care about you. Yeah. I just don't call everyone my friends. There's a difference. We'll get into that later. But, yeah, so I'll respect you, but if you do something to me, treat me a certain way, not to hell. I don't care. I'll use this. Like, I want to see everyone succeed, but, like, if you do something to me, I want to see you eat, just not at my table.
Yeah, I see that.
Yeah, you can eat. Like, hey, I want nothing. I don't want to wish ill upon anyone, but you're just not at my table. I don't, like, succeed, but I don't really care to see it. Like, you're not at my table. You're not part of my friends. So, other than that, I mean, I still don't want ill to happen to anyone because life's too short for that.
Way too short.
Way too short.
Yeah, we've dealt with that in the past.
Yeah.
Life being way too short. That's a whole different topic.
That's the deep pod one.
That's one that I'll cry on.
Yeah, that's... We'll eventually get to the deep podcast. But we're going to have to take a break because from the questions, do different things for a couple episodes, and we'll come back. All right. What would you say to that question?
How do I want to make others feel?
Like shit.
Is that how I make you feel?
No. It's probably how I make you feel.
No.
Oh. Well, darn it. I'm not trying hard enough.
Back in high school, I used to try to please everybody and make everybody... You know,
happy.
Like happy.
Yeah, yeah. You know, like satisfy their every need. Yeah. Can't do that. It's a dog-eat-dog world.
Right. I try to make my friend circle as big as I possibly could. Not as big as I could, but...
Yeah, I gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Just include everyone.
Yes. And I've grown to realize that that will only bring you down because nobody's there for you when you do that.
Yeah. I mean, you have your true friends.
Right, right.
But... There's many people, yeah, yeah, but everyone that you include wouldn't do the same for you.
Right.
I get what you're saying, yeah. Which
my
it's crazy world.
Has grown to be very small,
hey.
Along with the Heflins here, has grown to be very small over the past, you know, few years.
I would even say it's gotten even smaller in the past year.
Yeah.
Year, it's really shrunk. You find out who your true friends are, you know. That's all I gotta say, really. But I would rather it be that way. I'd rather have a handful to two handfuls, 10 people max that I know I can count on. Because if I get over 10, I'm starting to think, hey, these people ain't gonna do it for me. And that's the thing. You get, well, you know what? I'll say this and then we'll save stuff like this for the other podcast. You get screwed over so many times, you quit trusting everyone. Like, I'm not saying everyone. Like, I have my circle. I have the people I can trust. But outside of that, you don't just trust anyone to start off like you used to.
Right. Used to, you know, you can meet somebody.
And trust them. Be like, whatever.
Right there. But once you go through so much stuff, you're kind of weary of...
You're like...
Sit back and watch.
Yeah, you got...
You see what they do.
You got to talk to them a little bit and be like, hey... And you got to give them trust at a little bit of time and see what they do with it. Because some people can take it and run with it and you know you can trust them for forever. And they're just there for you. Some people will take it and then just snap it like a twig and just be like, hey. And you're like, okay, well, I don't even want to talk to you really anymore. And that's happened a lot.
A few times.
A few times.
Recently.
Yeah. No names will be said, but yeah. But there's also some people recently that, I mean, it's been like, hey, you talk a little bit and you're like, hey, if I feel like I can trust you. So you say little words of encouragement, you know, and you just see where that goes. And you don't talk about anything. Next question.
Yeah. He says something and then it just doesn't happen.
Yeah, it goes to shit if I talk about something. If I have something good going and I talk about it, straight down the shitter. Every time, and Ethan is my witness for that.
Every time. Firsthand, I've witnessed that.
A lot. In the past 6 months, a lot.
It's not funny to laugh about, but looking back at it, it's funny to laugh.
Oh, yeah, I laugh. But hey,
you
never know.
If you just listen to me, it'd be good.
All right, next question, please. This isn't a turning into roasting me and lecturing me like you're my father. Next question.
What was your favorite thing to do as a kid? I'm going to stop you before you ever even get to talk. I know you had a rough childhood.
Let's elaborate on that because you make it sound like I was being. All right. For anyone that doesn't know, when I was 9 years old, I was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's anaplastic large cell lymphoma. I had cancer stage 3, went through a year of chemotherapy. I was not beaten as a child. I was not had a rough childhood in that manner. When if someone did, anyone out there did, I apologize. That is the shittiest thing you could go through. But what he means is I had cancer. That part sucked. Yes, went through a year of chemotherapy. I am now 11 years in remission, so everything is Gucci. All right, continue. I wanted to clear it up because I could use the technical terms that you don't know.
Yeah.
There you go.
Which I'm glad you made it through that.
Yeah, appreciate it.
I've been here for a lot of things for me that I really don't know if anybody else has been there for.
Shout out to me.
Yeah.
Free shout outs free to shout me. Out. I'm going to shout myself out.
What was your favorite thing to do?
As a kid?
As a kid. Pretty much is what I asked first time.
Yeah. I mean, you know. It was baseball. I had so much fun as a kid. I won't say like teen because some of those later years just got to be daunting. But as a kid, just summers with your friends, we were good.
Yeah, real good.
A few state tournaments, state championships, some Midwest regionals.
You were those second.
Hey. All Midwest region team, me, you, Parker. Hey, Parker, if you're listening, hey, guess what? Us three, shout out.
Yeah, we just gave you a shout out.
All Midwest region team. I mean, hey, those years were fun. Host parents' houses. Those were fun.
Those were fun.
Summers with the boys playing baseball. Couldn't be it. That was my favorite thing as a kid.
Yeah, we might tell a story on the...
we're going to tell which one? The Kansas? The Garden City one?
Yeah.
Do our parents know? If they don't, you're about to find out. Hey, tune in. Guess what? So,
you're listening. So
we had probably the coolest host parents ever in Garden City. She was what, like the DA, the district attorney? And
Yeah.
Sick. Super nice house.
Real nice house. Had a real awesome upstairs. Completely finished downstairs.
Yeah, we had the whole basement to ourselves. Had like a 70-inch TV. A popcorn machine, a soda,
fridge. A fridge full of lemonade.
Yeah, a whole fridge just for lemonade. And then we had there was a soda fountain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sick. That was awesome. It was sick.
That was cool.
But what was it, 14?
14 or 15?
14, yeah. So we was 14 or 15.
We were 15.
We were 15. 14, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean... At the next cold, because they lived in a cul-de-sac, the next cul-de-sac over was some friends, we should say, that we met there because we were there for a week.
A week, yeah.
So, I mean, everyone knew. Anyway, they had like a little block party, and our host parents introduced everyone there. They're like, hey, these are our kids and all that for the week. And a couple cuties.
Yeah.
Just going to say that.
A little cuties.
Yeah, so... We found out from our host parent's son, who was like 10.
I think he was 10, yeah.
Shout out to him. He was a G. He was like, hey, those girls want you to come over. And we're like, we can't. He's like, oh, yeah, I'll get you out. We walked out the back of the house. He got us up on the privacy wall, walked us all the way down to their house. So technically, we snuck out.
Technically.
And we're there for 15, 20 minutes.
Shooting hoops.
Yeah. Talking to the girls, you know, giving that Missouri boy stuff. Like, hey, yeah, we're running this. We just beat Garden City that day.
Yeah.
We beat the host team. So we beat all their friends. So we had bragging rights. A car pulls up. We're like, oh, crap. Oh, I forget to mention that it was just the host mom because the host dad was out of town. He was getting back sometime that week. We just didn't know. We didn't even know if we was going to see him. Car pulls up. Guess what? Host dad. He found out that we was there. And he goes, we're like, we have no idea who this guy is because we've never seen him.
Right.
And he goes, hey, boys, time to come home. We're like, dude, who are you? And he's like, I'm your host parent. We're like, oh, yeah. Caught. Busted. But shout out to our host parents because they were the coolest. They understood. They just wish we would have told them. In hindsight, we should have told them. Because right. She would have took us over there is what she said. She said we would. She said she would have dropped us off and picked us back up.
Yeah. Anyway, we could have got kicked out of tournament for that.
But we didn't.
But we didn't.
Because our host parents are cool. Shout out to them. Again, for the fourth time, for saving our asses.
Ooh, here's another cool story. So, the host parent's daughter, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's 16. She just got her license, whatever.
also illegal what we did there, too.
Right.
Because me and Parker was in the back of the car in no seats.
So, we're driving down the highway and a state patrol pulls her over.
Yep.
For speed and doing like 70 and a 50. And pulls us over and cop walks up. Luckily, he didn't see the two in the back.
Yeah, we lay down.
Yeah.
We're spilling a lot right now, but hey, what are they gonna do? What are our parents gonna do to us? Tell us no.
Smack me.
At this point, it's just weird.
Yeah, that will be weird.
Yeah. All right. Let's finish your story.
I don't remember where I was at.
They pulled us over.
Cop pulled her over. Gave her a ticket. Luckily, that's when we found out that her mom was the DA of the county. Yeah. Because she pretty much got that ticket taken care of.
Yeah, she said, she was like, oh, hey, don't worry about this. And then called her mom, and her mom was like, oh, I got it. Then we went and had Mexican food.
It was like a $500 ticket. Oh, boy.
Hey, you're just going to knock everything over.
Oh.
Yeah, all right. I mean, got a little off track. Next question.
Next question. Well, got just a few more questions.
All right, all right, all right.
Get off here. What is memorable about you? Like, what do you leave with somebody?
Oh, okay. Well, see,
that is memorable.
This is what I would like to leave with someone. So I'm come to the point. Anyway, I was thinking about where I was going with this. I apologize. I've come to the point where I've realized that if my time on Earth is up, I'm fine with it. It's bad to say. I get it. It's like, whoa, no. I'm not thinking like that. I'm just thinking that to the people I've talked to, my family, my friends, I've left enough with them to know that I'm not going to say I have a legacy, but my legacy would be there. They would tell people like, oh, this is what Austin did. Like, I get it. I'm an asshole sometimes, but I'm a friendly neighborhood asshole. Like, I do it out of respect. Like, I don't treat everyone like that. Well, like, if you're an asshole to me, I'm being an asshole to you. But, like, my friends, my family, like, it's friendly. Like, it's a banter. Like, that's what I do. But, like, I would give my shirt off the back for any one of them, and I'd be there. You call me any time of the night, I'll be there for you. Like, I feel like my friends know that I'll be there for them. They can call me whatever they need. If I'm wherever I'm at, I'll do whatever I can to help. And if I have to come back, I'll come back. Your answer?
What is most memorable about me? Well,
can I say what was most memorable about you? Yeah, when you,
I'd like to know.
When you,
maybe I don't
want to
know.
When you tried trimming your eyebrows in high school and ended up shaving them off and you looked like the abominable snowman, that's most memorable about you. You had no eyebrows for like 3 weeks.
Rough.
Yeah, that was funny.
For everybody listening, I lied to you in high school.
Yeah, he says he burned them. No, he tried trimming them and... See, this is what happens when you know the truth. I called him out on his bullshit from day one. I said, no, you didn't. And then I got the truth out of him.
That day.
All right, most memorable about you.
You know, I'm going to go with the same thing that you said, honestly.
I know you would. I know you'd be there for me. It's getting a little sappy. So next question, moving on.
All right, our last question tonight.
Last question. Got last it. Question.
Yep, I can't talk. I'm illiterate.
Yeah, you are. Oh.
When do you feel the most like yourself?
Every day. And this is going to sound really cliche. I don't try to be something I'm not.
I'm right there with you.
So, I mean, I'm not going to fake, like right now too, I'm not faking conversations for the people, to please the people. I'm going to be me. And if you don't like me for me, well, that's fine. I'm not saying you have to like me. But I'm not going to, like, if you're close to me and, like, we have a disagreement, like, we'll figure something out.
Yeah, we had one of those.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Anyway. Anyway, we work things out. We compromise. We work things out. But I'm not going to be someone I'm not. I'm going to tell you how I feel. I'm not going to beat around the bush. I never beat around the bush because, you know, a few days ago, I didn't beat around the bush. I was mad.
Yeah. You texted me at 2:30.
I was mad.
I was asleep.
I couldn't sleep. I was mad.
You can't sleep anyway.
I know.
Regardless of you mad or not.
But I was like, you know what? I may have said a few explicits. In all caps.
It was definitely in all caps.
Not the whole thing.
No, the explicits.
Yeah. But I'm not going to be something I'm not. So I feel like myself every day. And I try to always better myself. So I'm always looking back and thinking, hey, how can I better myself for everyone around me? Like, what have I been doing lately,
like,
that's...
you look back to a situation,
yeah,
that just happened.
Yeah.
And like, what could I have done differently?
Yeah.
And go from there.
And yeah, and like
it.
Build upon it. Yeah. Yes. And like, hey, should I have gotten so mad easily the other day?
Probably not. No,
I probably shouldn't. Not so easily. I could see getting a little irritated, but I got a little too mad a little too quick.
You could have been more understanding.
Yeah.
Like, they weren't telling you exactly what to do.
Yeah.
They were offering what we wanted.
Yeah, but you know, it also seemed like they were kind of telling us what to do at the same time.
Kind of, yeah.
And that's what didn't sit well with me. But you know what? It's all good. We're all good. So what would you... I don't even know what the question was, but same question to you. When do you feel most like yourself? Got it. Didn't you have to look? I got it. I remembered. Go.
When do I feel most like myself?
Yeah. Don't you steal my answer again? Because you're thinking about
it. But, you know, when I'm around family,
yeah,
that's what I feel most like myself.
Because they can call you out on anything. They'd be like, hey, why are you acting weird? And you're like, I'm not. They're like, hey, I've known you all your life. Yes, you are. But it's so fun to be around family. If you got a good family, like, I know everyone doesn't have a good family life, and I apologize for that, but having a good family life is the best.
Yes.
It really is.
It's
just a joke with everyone. Especially, like, my family. I don't know if all families are like this. I know yours is. But we all just joke on each other, just shit on each other. Not like that, but we shit talk each other so much, and it's so fun.
Yeah. It's,
I mean, when I'm like around your family, we do it too, and I'm like,
yeah,
I love this.
All right, last question. End on a good note.
All right, positive. Good vibes only.
What do you wish you had more time to do?
That's tough.
I know my answer.
Oh, mine's easy. Spend with my grandparents, both sets.
Okay.
Because that's a bad thing, is when you're growing up, like, you just see them get old. Even your parents too. Like, you see them get older, and they stop. Like, my grandparents are the age where they like can't do the stuff they want to do. So, like, I just cherish every single time I have with them, because I know it's not gonna last forever. And that's what I wish I had all the time in the world to do, is just spend it with my family, because they're the best, honestly.
Yes. I wish all this stuff didn't come, you know, in between families.
Yeah.
That, you know, like work. I wish I could spend less time at work.
Yeah.
And more time with family.
Yep.
Yes. See, I'm not going the same route that you are.
I gotcha.
I'm totally on that.
Yeah.
But I was just thinking, like, for myself. Like,
oh, for yourself?
I think about
more time for yourself.
More time to do for myself. Fishing. Hands down. Like, 3 years ago, right as me and Liz were getting together, me and a buddy, we fished every day that summer. We fished every day. We had a tournament every Tuesday or Wednesday, and then one on Saturday and one on Sunday. And we won a majority of them.
That's solid. I remember that. And, I remember that.
You know, he went to college, and he's fishing on a college team right now. And maybe he'll make it back.
What a guy.
Maybe he'll make it back this summer.
You want a name drop, or are you not feeling it?
No, not yet.
Not feeling it? Got it.
people who know me know who he is.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll be able to make it back this summer and we can fish together more. That'd be nice. I'd like that.
I mean, if we're going the solo route, like, what do I wish I had time for myself? So I'd say in the past year, I've been big on, like, the mental mindset of just, like, everyone and myself. So I want to study that more and also, like, share it with people, like, especially, like, athletes. And not necessarily motivation, because I don't want to do motivation. I want to help people figure out, like, especially athletes, who they are and how it can increase their performance on the field.
Okay.
Because that directly correlates. If you're not having a good day in your mind, you're not going to play good, because that's all you're thinking about. And if you can't think when you're playing sports, because that leads to everything. You make an error in baseball, you think about that error, you're going to make another one. Oh, you let it go.
I was the king of errors.
Oh, I know.
I think I managed one every game. That's what it averaged out to be. Was every game.
Yeah.
You know, some games I didn't have any. You know, some games every.
You know, the games you didn't have any is because I saved your ass.
Yeah.
Especially Central, last game we ever played.
That was a good one.
That was a good one. All right. Is that all we got for the pod this time?
I mean, we got more, but.
We'll bring it back. We're running a little long. I mean,
yeah.
Probably need to wrap it up.
Yeah, we'll wrap it up.
So hopefully you guys like this one a little. Not as much no background noise. It was a lot better.
Yeah,
we're getting better. We're getting better. We got two mics now. It's sad to see it
two
go.
Two mics, two guys.
Yeah.
Don't know how I feel about it.
Two guys, one mic may come back. I don't know. Like I said, this one's a day later than what we're going to be. But from here on out, every Monday, we're going to be dropping a new pod. Margot Robbie, if you're listening, I didn't get you last podcast because I forgot. But I'm getting you this one. You're still an angel. You know, you're an angel. Facebook, Instagram.
The Vault underscore pod. I got it.
Like, follow, please.
Listen. If you're listening,
Apple, Spotify.
Listening.
Yeah. Keep on coming back. Hey, turn those notifications on so you can know when they come.
Yeah, subscribe.
You know, before we record the next one, we're going to put out a thing for you guys to ask some questions. So please ask questions. We will answer them. Anything you want to ask, doesn't matter what it is, we'll answer. Other than that, we Gucci flip-flops?
Gucci flip-flops.